I figured that it's important to give a vad this week, just that it should be a chalois, beginning of the Zman. Spain of Zman we didn't give, maybe we should have. But the Zman is starting the first day of Rosh Chodesh, Kederech Mir, start the first day of Zman. Many yeshivas started already yesterday. Many yeshivas started yesterday, as physical as Zman. And I know other yeshivas that started, they went into kapsulot, as they call them, the capsules, 2 weeks ago already beforehand. They started, they had camp together. That way they'd be able to start the Zman, El Zman, with the Tzav Sochoda, everybody together in yeshiva. In Parsha Shoftim, it says, Ki atobo la'orat asher Hashem alaykecha noitzein loch, lo'isum alasiz ketoyev eitzagoyim lohim. Lo'imotzei b'chol mavir b'no yobite b'yesh, k'isim k'somim mo'inir menachesh mechashif. Don't learn from the goyim to look into the future in all types of ways that are not alpi derech ha'tira, through black magic or through astrology or through animal charmers, all types of things. These are all ways of derech ha'lamisim. Ask the goyim about how, ask the Dirish and Mason, Esther Mason, those that already died, what's that sign? What's going to be? Kitoyev as Hashem kolei seila, tomim tiyem Hashem alekecho. Be tomim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, what does it mean to be tomim? Rashi says, tomim tiyem, hisalech imoy b'tmimus, v'tetzap eloi, v'lei tachar ha-chasidis. Elo kol ma sheyove yelech l'kabel b'tmimus. Both imoy or amoy l'chelkoi, so different ways of learning it. To be tomim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't be Dirish ha-chasidis. Whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu puts on your plate, that's what you should take. Now, it doesn't mean to just not to daven. It doesn't mean not to, the Maaseh Chazal say, to go to somebody has a Torah B'Teich Beisoy, Yedech Etzel Chochem, Yivakish L'Varachamim. It doesn't mean not to try to change it. But to see Vos Ved Zayin, that's not what the Derech of a Yid. Tomim Tiyem L'Hashem L'Kecho. So I saw I think it's Rav Yaakov Hillel Sefer. He has a Sefer in Tomim Tiyem. And Rav Volbe has a Haskomo. And he writes there that there's all types of people. He has a kol kerei basically. So the boys and girls in Eretz Yisrael, in yeshivas and seminaries, and it really applies to everybody. So there's all types of times that people are in tzaras, and we don't have Dirish HaLamisim this Monday anymore. But there's all types of other ways that people go to, babas and other types of things that people fall prey to. And sometimes the person just takes a lot of money and he and his mamash sheker v'chozov. And these are all together the modern chover v'shoyloi v'yadini. These are things that are not. He says in his Pashur Chaval, he says, we have a Ribbono Shel Olam. We have a Kadosh Baruch Hu that it says, Karev Eleinu b'chol karinu ilov, it's Karev. And in Parshas Bo, he says, when in Parshas Shmois, when Moshe Rabbeinu asks a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he says, when they're going to ask me, Klal Yisrael is going to ask me, Ma Shmoi, Ma Oimar Aleichem, what should I tell them? So he says, Eke Asher Eke. So Rashi has one shot, and the Ramban is Chilek. The Ramban says, what's Eke Asher Eke? He says, you want a raya that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam? The greatest raya that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, the biggest raya that you have, Ribbono Shel Olam, is that when we daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers us. He listens to us. You can daven to Ribbono Shel Olam, and he answers us. And I think everybody can testify for themselves. They daven that they mamash feel it. Does it happen every single time? Does it happen every... Rabbi brought down from the Chazanish, he says, Kabbalah Eleinu min Chazanish, that there's no tefillah which is chayzereiko. It's always answered. Sometimes after a day, sometimes after a week. Betam Chazal say as namotik. Yish tefillah le'shloishim shana, yish tefillah le'arbaim shana, yish tefillah le'chamishim shana. But betam, that just means that we find that a tefillah is answered after so many years. But the Chazanish said nochatrod, he said another nekuda, that there's no tefillah which isn't answered. Every tefillah is betam answered. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ad Kan says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Moshe Rabbeinu had to say Ad Kan, because if not, he would have had to be maskim to Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah by Ve'ez Chanan. And Kavi El Hashem Chazak V'Mitzvah V'Elchov V'Kavi El Hashem, as we're going to start to say Ve'ez Hashem tonight. That sometimes, Chazal say, sometimes a person davens and he doesn't always get an answer. Kavi El Hashem Chazak V'Mitzvah V'Elchov V'Kavi El Hashem, daven nochamo. Not every time does it happen after the first tefillah. And There's a famous, a similar vart that in the Mechtavim of Rav Pinkas, it's a well-known Mechtav that Rav Pinkas wrote to a Bacher. He says, I see from your letter, between the lines, that you're looking to grow, and you're looking to, and you've done what you could do, and now you need outside help. And you're looking, you don't know where to turn. He says, you're looking for somebody to help you, I have an address, I have someone that's able to help you. Karim Lai Hashem Yizbarach. That's who can help you. You're looking at the address, and simple to get to. Even when you're reading this letter, as you're reading the letter, you can speak to Rebbeinu Shalom. So that's the nekuda of, that should be the knee-jerk reaction be'etzem of any time that a person's in a tzar, any time that a person needs help, should always be, the first thing should really be to turn to Rebbeinu Shalom. The Chazon Ish in Emunah B'Tochen, he speaks this out. He says that we can tell a person what type of person the person is by what's his first reaction to a situation that he finds himself in. How does he respond? Does he go quickly looking for a doctor, for asking for, or his first is, Rebbeinu Shalom, help me. Rebbeinu Shalom, help me. They say from the Briskerov, I don't know if they know that this is the Pshat, but very often when people come to tell him his tzaras, he would say in the middle, Yishuasa Kivisi Hashem. One saw Pshat that there's Machlekes, one on Machlekes in the Rambam and the Ramban, whether or not Chiv Tfilo is the Raisa. The Rambam says Chiv Tfilo every day is the Raisa. The Ramban says no, only Beis Tzara. So, according to Ramban, any time that a person is Eis Tzara, he is a mitzvah, Sasei Midaraisa, Tadam Zeribani Shalom. So, any time that he heard a Tzara from somebody, he would say, Mishwasa Kivisi Hashem. That's the knee jerk reaction. Here's the Tzara, where do you return to? That's the Mishwasa Kivisi Hashem. Tom Tiyan Mashiach means that that's really the first place that a person should look. Does that mean that he doesn't have to do Ishtabas? No, that doesn't mean that he doesn't have to do Ishtabas. The question is the Kaddish Baruch Hu an afterthought, or is the Kaddish Baruch Hu Tom Tiyan Mashiach HaKechom? And it's really this tmimus bets a mishayach to a lot of different nekudas. It's a mishayach to parnasa, it's a mishayach to. I've gotten questions over the years, interesting questions. I don't know if they even remember. So I'll just give one example, because this was my answer. But somebody asked me, they had a few years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, that one of the kupat cholim was giving a certain amount of money for a woman that were nursing for a pump, and you were able to. They were giving like five, a few thousand shekel for it. And